How did this word reach you? Do you recall?
Well, it reached us with a letter or a petition of some kind or other from Smeekins, or perhaps it was from the Board of Law Examiners, requesting permission to give him this oral examination. And because to do it out of season, I mean, not to do the examination on the next time the bar exam is given, but to literally call him in and have an oral examination right then and there, or very soon, as soon as the court would give it the green light. And the speeches were made around the table, particularly by the old-time politicians, that, you know, good old Joe Smeekins was a great old guy, and he was an adversary, and we never agreed on anything, but he was always an honorable politician, and his word was his bond, and all the rest of that stuff that they say about politicians, which is generally quite true.
Who carried the ball?
I can't tell you who carried the ball. I know that the sentiment was universal around the table. Oh, we ought to do what we can for old Joe, okay? And they were ready to just say yes to the petition that had been presented by the Board of Law Examiners. Let him give him an oral examination and pass him. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm as much as the rest of you people anxious to do something for old Joe Smeekins. You know, he's a good old boy, and, you know, he's going to die, and let's give him the honor that he wants, and so on and so forth. But I said, gentlemen, we don't have to have a bar examination to do that. This is the Supreme Court of the state. We are empowered to license people to practice law, and we don't have to have anything but our own. Four votes of these seven guys is all it takes to become a lawyer. We could pick Joe Schlunk off the street, call him in here, give him a bath, and say, you're a lawyer, you know. So let us not, let's not demean our bar examination system, which is designed to discover who has achieve that level of academic accomplishment and knowledge of the law so that we can confer upon them the license to practice law. Let's not demean that process by saying, okay, we're going to do a verbal examination. Because don't kid yourself. The verbal examination isn't a real examination. I mean, it's a deceit. It's a creation to give this guy an honorary law degree. And if you do it for him, you're going to have to do it for everybody. You're going to have every guy who's got a disease or an excuse or whatever come in here asking for a verbal examination. And how are you going to justify the fact that you're going to turn the next guy down when you did it for old Joe? And pretty soon, you've attacked the integrity of the whole process of examining people for the bar. So I said, if you want to do this thing as a gesture to good old Joe, hey, you got my vote, but let's do it flat out with no pretense that he's passed the bar, because he hasn't passed the bar, all right? Okay, well, can we do that? Yeah, you can do it. We all agreed we could do it. Gene Black was a great one to say. He always pronounced the 900-pound gorilla rule. In these words, he would say, if we do it, who is there to gainsay us? And that was the way he described it. But so we passed the resolution, and we simply admitted Joe Smeekins to the bar. Period. We ordered that he be sworn in as a lawyer, and we held a ceremony, and in the Supreme Court of the state. And Joe and his family came, and he tottered down the center aisle of the courtroom, looking as much as possible like a man about to be called to his maker, so that we all were adequately moved to express our approval of his accomplishments and welcome him as a brother at the bar. Well, of course, it wasn't very long after that we discovered that a miracle had occurred and that Joe had miraculously gotten well. and that in fact the letter from the doctor didn't really say he had cancer, but just sort of said that maybe he might have, that in fact the wool had been pulled over our eyes. And when all of that was discovered, the court, as promptly and unceremoniously and as arbitrarily and capriciously as they had granted the permission to practice law, withdrew it by an administrative order, and Joe went back to being a non-lawyer after a short honorary time at the bar. That's the Joe Smeakin story.